What's up, After Buzzers? We're so excited. It's Tuesday night. We are here to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's Season 9, Episode 2. Let's get started.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We're back.
We're back.
Yes.
It's so great. I love that Beverly Hills is like on right now.
Ah, such a great reason to watch TV right now.
Isn't it?
I love it.
It's
I
just
love
the
it.
Anticipation, and the producers are so good at like getting everybody excited for it.
Right?
Hey everybody, I am your host Thomas Urlina, and we are here to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So much to cover, we're not even at the Bahamas yet, but I can't wait to get started. I'm here with my lovely panel.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Leon.
Hey everyone, I'm Cynthia Nicole.
Alright, we are here tonight to talk about the show.
Yes.
What are your first thoughts of it? Because I know people, especially our viewers, thank you so much for all your comments. We read every single one, good and bad. So what is everybody's thoughts about this episode?
Well, first off, I love it. I know a lot of people aren't liking this season. I've heard a lot of mixed reviews. For me, and I'm a huge Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan. Like, I don't watch the other ones. I watch this one.
Yes.
But I am so about it. I really, really like this season. And good. I really like this episode because they gave me the glam without...
They did.
They finally did. And it wasn't so in your face. Not that I hate that. I love it. But it was just a different way to show it. Different way to highlight the ladies' lives. And it was so different. And I think for the first time, they really got the dynamic right for like these group of women. Because there's always been one that's kind of left out or something weird. I think everyone's meshing really well, even Teddy.
Yeah, for sure. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I actually, last season, I wasn't really a fan of it, to be honest. And I've been watching this show for a while. I feel like so far this season is very, like, family-oriented. Like, it's more, like, women empowering each other.
That is true.
But it's also about voicing what you're feeling at the moment rather than... I haven't seen too much, like, talking behind each other's back yet.
We'll definitely get that in this season,
Last
for
season,
sure.
Last season, I saw that a lot more. So far, not...
Right. Yeah. Well, we open up the episode with Kyle and Lisa, which I love because, as you know, we saw in the first episode that their relationship gets a little bit rocky, but it's nice to see them together. They're getting a little work done at Epion. We see that in Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I've actually talked to Dr. Orion on Instagram. Like,
I've had fights with him on Instagram.
Really? What are the fights? I'm curious.
Well, you asked if I had talked to him. I'm like, no, but I need to. Like, I would love to see him. He's amazing. But I fought with him on Instagram because of a certain price he had for certain treatment that I just felt was like, not necessary, and we just like had a little combo about it. But that's it. Like, it wasn't.
What was the price? I need to know.
Well, it was $5,000 for an area of like one little area of, I believe,
laser.
It was some kind of laser, but it was just for one small area. So let's say you want to do your forehead.
Yeah,
that's $5,000. A cheek is $5,000. So I was just like, you're kind of milking it. But I mean, he does everyone's face. He's actually chiseled the faces of literally everyone, like all the Victoria's Secret models, Lady Gaga, like you name them, he's done them.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's Beverly Hills. I think a lot of people need to just get used to the fact that this is Beverly Hills. We kind of, for show purposes, we have to adapt to these women's lives because this is what they know. Mm-hmm. Like, we base it off our regular day-to-day, but that's not Beverly Hills. So that's the beauty of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk a lot about body shaming in this episode, which I think is very important out there for young teens, you know, Teddy's story about coming to LA, trying to make it, having an agent and manager. You know, it's hard, especially for, you know, both men and women, right? To just kind of feel the pressure of looking a certain way.
Absolutely. I have a very good friend who lives in Chicago, and he has wanted to come out to LA for about 10 years now. And he's always kind of blamed it on his body. And I understand, though. If that's his insecurity, then that's his insecurity. And that will, you know, hold you back. But I personally think that in this day and age, we're being way more lenient on the weight thing. Ever since the Kardashians with the big butts and all these things. So it was interesting to hear that this was actually an issue right now, because I heard that anorexia, bulimia was all way down. Like, nobody, I mean, that's like a disease that isn't really prominent, as much as prominent as it was, especially in the, I mean, I guess in the 90s and late or early 2000s, I feel like that was when things started to go, oh, you need to be more shapely. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I actually went through body shaming a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow. And
how so?
I don't really want to talk too much about it, but I was proud of myself because I stood up for myself and wasn't going to allow anybody.
You.
And this certain individual, when I spoke up, said that I'm a horrible person and that she never said that and all this stuff. But the thing is, I told her that I am becoming more confident with who I am.
Good for you.
And I think ladies sometimes, like, even if I'm like walking and I have on a dress, or anybody, and ladies will whisper to their person when you're walking by. And that to me, like, says a lot. You know, and it still happens. I know that there's people on Instagram who write comments like that, like, oh, your dress is too tight, or, but you know what? This is my body.
Exactly.
You have your body. You have yours. And I'm sure guys go through it too.
Yeah, like, we all kind of go through it. And it's great that Lisa and Teddy both brought it to the forefront, because that's what the show is. And I think like the Kardashians have also kind of morphed their show into talking about some serious issues. Mm-hmm. One of the serious issues that we discovered while on the show was Amelia's, you know, anorexia issue. And I think that that's really great that she's able to talk about it. And you can tell, like, that's, you know, we'll read some tweets tonight about how people feel about Lisa's kids, you know, still being part of this show. But
I think her vulnerability and her strength to speak on it. I'm not too sure if like speaking on Instagram, you know, if like maybe trolls could get that and use that as a weakness. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of torn on why she chose, you know, Instagram.
She's super young. That's like their message board for life. Like, it's like, put it on Instagram.
But I think that when people are commenting to her and like being supportive, that's a beautiful thing. And I think, ladies, if you ever go through that, say five things that you love about yourself. Like, I love my hair, you know, whatever it is. I love my smile. And it just brings out more gratefulness to yourself. And I think that will add more confidence. And don't listen to anybody. Just be you. That's all I have to say.
Exactly. Do you.
Yes.
Well, their point, too, was the industry.
Yeah.
Yes,
and how the industry is, because, I mean, but no matter what, we all want to look good.
Yeah.
But what is good? It's like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Someone who likes long legs is like, all right, well, I actually love my short legs, so I don't know what your problem is. But, you know, just little things like that. It's like, I have no issue with me, so whatever you have going on, that's yours. But when you're dealing with your money, with your paycheck, with where your life is going, and that person is the one making the decisions, you are then faced with a moment of, well, what do I say? What do I do? Because I kind of have to conform if I like this. But no, there are other avenues, you know, especially right now with all of these different opportunities that I think even these girls have, being on this show and being Lisa Rinna's daughter. So
they're like, her daughters are so gorgeous. Like, I'm sure like any girl would want to look like her. And it just makes me really sad to see that, you know, your confidence could get to that level.
It
which
is.
She's gorgeous.
Well, I think also being in front of the cameras, it is a lot of pressure in this industry to kind of match everybody's beauty. But, you know, shout out to Amelia for being very brave and speaking about that. Lisa Rinna, by the way, looks amazing.
Yeah, I love
this
her
new
hair
that she switched up. I mean, she literally aged backwards.
Love her.
She looks great.
She looks so good.
I know a lot of people are getting familiar with Denise Richards, which I'm really excited about.
I love her.
We get to go to her house in Malibu. So what do we think about this life that she has? She has two kids with Charlie, the other kid that she adopted. She has a boyfriend.
We'll
talk about that later with the ties between Lisa Rinna and that whole situation. But overall, Denise is a main cast member. She's not a friend of the show. She has an intro and everything. So what do we think about her?
Thank God. I love Denise.
Loving?
I think it's what the show needed. And I love her life. I love her story because to be honest with you, you always hear, you know, don't put that on the internet. You know, when I was growing up in high school, my mom would be like, don't put that on MySpace. You never know what's going to come out later. You know, don't look at my Instagram. But I'm just like, what actually happens? You know, so what? But she's actually like, I'm living it. I was that sexy girl. And my husband was Charlie Sheen. And now we have kids. And maybe they'll turn out normal.
Yeah.
And by the way, her house was beautiful.
Yeah, that was a really great house. Her husband. Or boyfriend, I'm sorry. Boyfriend.
Soon to be husband.
Soon to be husband.
For sure.
Looks great. And they look like a great match. I think he meshes in with the kids really nicely. What are your, you weren't here last week, but what are your initial thoughts of Denise joining the cast? Are you liking it so far?
Yeah, I like it. I feel like she's very Orange County kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what I like that. Her like good energy. I really liked that. I just want to see her a little more Beverly Hills dolled up.
I think after this season, she's definitely going to see what all these women are about.
Yes.
Dorit is definitely looking forward to putting this Bahamas trip together. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. I know next episode, we're going to get to go to the Bahamas and see all this. And I know a lot of drama went down over there with Dorit, but we'll see that little later on in the show. But yeah, so overall, we're digging Denise.
I love Denise. Because every time
we have a new cast member, there's always, here at AfterBuzz, we always have kind of mixed opinions about it.
I feel like she's really relatable.
Who do you think she's going to get in a fight with? Because that's what our viewers want to know.
Oh.
Because there has to be some kind of conflict with Denise. She can't just come on the show and just hang out.
Erica?
Really? Why Erica? I'm curious.
Well, but then doesn't Erica have like a girl crush on her too? So I'm
true.
I don't know. I just feel like in the next few episodes.
Yes.
I think let's just go with Dorit. I think Dorit maybe.
Dorit. I mean, Dorit just came into the show like literally just she's made for this franchise.
I think so.
Somebody who else is made for this franchise is Kyle Richards. When she went to the agency, she talks about Sophia leaving, and we've seen this every season with Kyle getting a little emotional that her child is leaving the nest and stuff like that. How do we feel about her being able to kind of do you think Sophia's gonna come back? I mean, we've seen some of her kids come back before.
I mean, their house is great, so why wouldn't you come back? Yes. But I love Mauricio's office.
Yes.
It was just so cute. Just his little pillows with all the pictures, and it was just adorable. I think I love their family life. I think that it's like the cutest little dynamic that they have, and just super genuine.
They could
genuine.
Have their own spinoff.
They actually could.
They could. I can see this, and I know, you know, shout out to her for doing American Woman. I know that was really successful, and I see her life being kind of its own reality show, because Kyle is just so great.
Yeah, and those girls. I mean, it's such a great dynamic between all of them. So I think it's cute. I think she will come back, and it's cute that she's such a mom and she really cares about her kids, because some are like, shift them off to boarding school.
Yeah. She's like one that doesn't want them to leave at all.
I want her sister to come back.
Kim? We do see her in an episode. I don't know if we'd see her for too long, but we'll see her a little bit. Kathy? Just bring them all in.
Just that's a show.
What about Brandy?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I love my Brandy.
Yes.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Well, Lisa Vanderpump is still kind of, you know, going through the motions of dealing with her brother. So she's kind of hesitant on this Bahamas trip that we mentioned Dorit is putting together.
Sure.
When you go through a situation like that, how long is it until you can start kind of rebuilding yourself and having fun? Do you take a few months off? Like how? Because Lisa seems to be a little apprehensive about going to the Bahamas.
I think that healing is it's up to the person.
It's a case by case.
Yeah. And I mean, you all have those, is it 7 stages of grieving where you really need that in anything, whether you're going through a death of a relationship or death of a person, and especially someone who's that close. some people are ready to, you know, they cope in different ways. They're like, yeah, I want to stay distracted and I need to do
bottle it.
Yeah, just go and go on vacation and need that. But maybe she just wants to be home and values the life of her animals. And Jiggy's sick. She probably sees that and she's like, he's next. I want to spend the most time. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of her thought process. But I think that for your question, it's a case by case basis. Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think she should go to the Bahamas, which she will.
Yes.
And just enjoy her time there. Because, like, you lost somebody, but you can't, like, hold that in. And that's something, like, you're probably going to see water and vacation, and it's going to be good for your soul. And
she's probably like, these ladies just want to fight with me. Yeah, I don't know how relaxing this will be.
Yeah.
But do you think that she has every right to feel that? You know, she feels like she's always attacked. So
yes,
but I think the lady should be a little gentle on her, knowing that she.
It's interesting how this season is playing out, because I spend my downtime watching YouTube clips and seeing some of the interviews that they have. Dorit went to Access Hollywood, and Lisa Vanderpump has recently went to E. And it's interesting how everything's playing out, because during this time process, maybe the women weren't really super sympathizing with what was going on with Lisa. Like, it's like, oh, the show's starting, let's get back into gear, and not realizing that Lisa really wasn't herself this season. Do we feel that way? Or
she even said it, like, I don't feel like myself.
Well, maybe she knew some things were coming up, and she's been in the news a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot happening. And maybe I'm just thinking of different options, you know, for her.
Alternative narratives.
Yeah, you know how I think.
Yes, right.
Maybe, or who knows. But I mean, the mind of Lisa Vanderpump, we're all trying to figure out.
Yes.
She's my favorite, so I'll always be Team Lisa.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah. Unless she's wrong and she's mean, then I'm like, not Team Lisa
she's
right now.
She's my favorite in style and everything. So.
Yes.
But I really do like seeing her vulnerable side. I really wanted to see that out of her. So
yes, we also find out that Jiggy has a pacemaker, and unfortunately, she's just going through so much. So it's going to be interesting to see how things play out in the Bahamas. I know at AfterBuzz TV, we have a message for you, and Cynthia is here to talk about it.
Hey everyone, did you know we're the ESPN of TV talk? Well, if you're on YouTube right now, at this moment, don't forget to subscribe, thumbs up, and keep watching our show, and give us a 5-star rating. And don't forget to leave Thomas, Jennifer, and myself a comment to say how cool we are.
Perfect.
And AfterBuzz. So being part of AfterBuzz, we just want to say thank you so much, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And the people who don't like us. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
So don't forget to tell your friends about AfterBuzz and to enjoy all of our shows.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on
SoundCloud, everything, iTunes. Give us a thumbs up. We definitely, again, everybody here reads your comments, so we appreciate all of them. And thank you again for just supporting AfterBuzz TV. We love that you guys get to come here and speak to us about the show, because we love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you know any of the housewives, or if you are a housewife, you should come on.
Yes, come on by. So something that we didn't really touch on is the fact that, you know, again, Dorit mentions this robbery. It's not as highlighted as such a, you know, when Kyle got robbed, it was such a big highlighted thing. And it sounds like, for me watching the episode, that it's just a topic and then we move on. Like, it's not, I mean, it was millions of dollars. I don't know if she's not at liberty to talk about it, but yeah, you weren't here on the last episode. What are your thoughts about this robbery? And obviously with Lucy, that's going to be an ongoing story with this dog.
Is it?
I think it is.
It's going to be an ongoing story. Yeah.
It's
kind of
to the very end.
Really?
I think my guess is the drama between Kyle and Lisa is that somebody accused somebody of putting a story out in the press or something like that. But I think it has to revolve around this dog.
Lucy.
So Lucy is the big star of the season.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts about obviously the robbery and Lucy?
Okay, well, for Lucy, I know things happen, but there needed to be more communication with that whole situation. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Lisa's...
The kill shelter she dropped her off. That's what I read on the TV today. So That's what Lisa said.
One thing about that, the kill shelters. So, really quick story. I saw a story on Facebook that devastated me about a cat, and I called the shelter and I said, "Are you a kill shelter?" And I just straight up asked that. Mm-hmm. And I said, "I will take this animal and this list, you know, blah, blah, blah." And he's like, "No place is a kill shelter in LA, only in South, like San Bernardino, like way south."
Okay.
And apparently that's what they say, but then they ship them to other locations. Mm. So I don't know so much if Dorit knew that she was dropping an animal off at the wrong type of shelter. Right, but also didn't she drop him Lucy off at a person's house, and then that person dropped them off at the shelter, yeah. And then that shelter could have, I mean, but how long does that take?
Exactly.
But they need to talk to that person that dropped it off. So, like, if they would be on TV to hear their side of the story and, like, have them all together. Because it's... Like,
Something's weird.
It's a lot of misinformation, and I think everybody has their own opinion. I think if you hate Lisa Vanderpump, you're going to say the worst things about Lisa. But if you love, you know, everybody has their own opinion about this.
For me, I just need to do more research and learn more about it. But, you know, like the ASPCA, they have no kill shelter. So there's like different organizations that you could send them to, but I just don't know why a kill shelter, if the person even knew. So I can't really comment on
There's something about, like, it's after not- a certain amount of days they send them down to San Bernardino, and then those cats and dogs get euthanized after, I think it's like a week or something. Wow, it's something along those lines.
If I could, I would adopt every single animal in the world. I wish I could, but
it was all the animals that were found after the big fire in Beverly Hills.
Okay,
so I was asking because it was close to Beverly Hills. That's how. Okay, I was just remembering. So who knows what really happened, but maybe we'll find out.
Yeah. Well, we find out also that Lisa Vanderpump is going to be going to the Bahamas, but unfortunately she's not at Lisa Rinna's love party that she threw, which was really great. I love seeing all the women together. That's what Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is all about. The table, no drama, but it was nice.
I was so shocked.
It was nice.
Yeah. Not one thing.
Maybe they're holding it off for the Bahama trip. But it was nice. We get to learn a little bit about the women more in detail. We learn about Denise's sex life. Which, you know, she definitely has that on the table. She just seems like she's very confident. She's not really giving into the fluff too much. She's just like, I'm just gonna come on whatever. I'm an accomplished actress, like, blah.
I like how she was with her daughter. I really enjoyed that scene. Yeah. That scene. It was funny.
I love that. And I love Charlie's answer. Yeah. Well, I trust your judgment, because it sounds like something that someone would say in a relationship or something, like, I trust your judgment. Like, he doesn't really know how to be a dad. It's like, no. She is 16. Yeah. You have the judgment, not her, but maybe she has better judgment than he does.
We love Charlie. I think we're going to see a lot more from him this season, that he'll have a little bit of more pop-ups and more phone calls and stuff like that.
I hope.
But it looks like Erica is developing a minor, you know, what's the word? She's finding a liking to Denise, and I think that'll be a cool friendship because you know, Erica has her, you know, her performance side of her, and then she has the business side of her. So it's going to be interesting to see what that dynamic is going to be like.
It's just like cool ladies, like cool vibes. Like, I love all of them. Yeah. I feel like this is finally like a good group.
Mm-hmm. Well, Teddy is the one that is scheduling her sex life.
Like, I feel bad for her husband. Stop it. What? I will give you a blowjob at exactly this time.
5:45, they said.
What, in the morning?
Right, right.
Like, is that when we start?
That was very interesting. It also was interesting to hear the connection between Lisa Rinna and Denise Richards, and I can kind of see how they have that in common. What are your thoughts on that? Because I know this is a deep topic, so what are your thoughts about this connection?
Well, you know, there's always connections in Beverly Hills. Look at the Hadids with Bruce Jenner, and everyone's connected in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about it. Like, maybe it'll come out more. Maybe there's going to be a family get-together. And I think it's cool that, you know, Nicolette... By the way, I'm rewatching Desperate Housewives, which is a great rewatch.
Show. Yeah.
But Nicolette Sheridan...
Would she come on Beverly Hills?
Oh.
little plot twist. Might as well. Just bring everybody.
Someone make a phone call really quick. Thomas is the new producer.
Wait, I need these ideas I'm giving away.
Don't give them away. BTS. Yes. I just feel that I love it when there's intertwines like that, and I think that it should come up more, so I'm happy about it.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this whole entire season. We are going to get into our new segment, so get used to it. We are having tweets every episode, and we are going to be pulling up all of your tweets. We read all of them, and if you guys want to be featured on our after show, hashtag RHOBH, I'll have Jen kick us off with the first one.
Nasty piece of work is at Let Me Say 8. Kyle, with all these woe is me anxiety BS, is not going to go over well this season. It makes her look like a spoiled, attention-seeking brat.
Yikes.
Wow.
I mean, this is what's on the internet. That's why there's so many, like, bullying issues and things like that, because people need to...
Like, her child's going away. Stop judging her.
Right?
Like,
do you have a child? This one is coming from Kieran Thomas, AfterBuzz TV fan. Oh, Dorit, why do you have to keep talking about Lucy? It's over. I can kind of see why he would say that because, you know, Dorit has been known to stretch out topics for storyline purposes and for seasons on. So
for sure.
You know, it's Panty like, Gate, Lucy Gate, there's a pattern here. So I hear you. I hear you, Karen. Cynthia?
You want to do it? I actually wear glasses.
Oh, I'll do it. No worries.
If you guys could read the top, I could read the
rest.
I'll
do it, babe. No worries.
Yeah, I can't see. I'm so
At
sorry.
E.T. Kevin's Mind, I really hope Charlie Sheen's voice keeps showing up. I do, too.
Yes, I do, too. I think more Charlie Sheen, the better for this season.
Maybe he needs to be a housewife.
Exactly. Or maybe an appearance. Who knows?
With PK.
Yes.
Oh my God, Sofia Vergara.
Yes.
I can see that.
Here's one from Always Right Uppity Insomniac. I watch hashtag RHOBH like a chess match. Mm. Right or wrong, Lisa is the queen, and I really enjoy watching the other women attempt to challenge her power and getting it wrong each time. Let's watch again, shall we? I love it. This is how everybody views it, and this is the perfect... This is just the perfect duo for us to see. For our podcast listeners, we are reading off all of our tweets that we're receiving, and these are some juicy ones. Let's keep it going.
At Chris 07841, Rinna and her daughters, make it stop with a gif. I know a lot of people don't like the daughters or hearing about it, but I mean, maybe just because of the whole Bella and Gigi thing, like, get over it. They're a part of the show.
Yes. Like, you said on the last episode you felt very strongly about having these girls on the show.
They should be.
You think they're very interesting. Cynthia, what are your thoughts about Lisa Rinna's kids? Do we need to not... Is that for a separate show, or do we need to keep hearing about them?
Well, this is actually an epidemic that still goes on, so I think that part is, you know, about body issues and stuff. But, I mean, I don't mind hearing about their kids.
We see everybody else's kids.
House. This is their house and their wives with children.
But they need their own show. I think Lisa Rinna is just really hilarious to me.
She is so funny.
She needs her own show.
She is. Miranda, we have one from her at LoveMyBella02. It's just so hard to feel bad for Dorit. No one should be robbed, but there's some karma there. I'm sure of it. Hashtag RHOBH.
Or she's staging it. I didn't say that.
Ooh.
Did no, you just I mean, sneeze? Yeah, I sneezed. Oops.
Wow.
But.
Bless
but,
me.
But.
If you get robbed, aren't you going to be like crying and hysterical and like.
Like Kyle was?
Millions and millions and millions of things gone.
But they had all these financial issues and were being sued for millions of dollars. I don't know.
That's silence.
I leave it to Jen.
Here we go. Rhonda Lynch, hashtag RHOBH, at Denise Richards. They're really trying to get her attention. We should get Denise here.
Yes. Denise.
We'll just send
off. Charlie.
Let's start sending those DMs out, girls.
Okay.
All right. House is so normal. I love it, especially with it being on the beach.
My thoughts exactly. Yes. I love that house.
4,000 square feet, they said. Aww. And, you know, just a great space for her and her family.
It's really cute.
Right off the beach.
The way she decorated it, too. Yeah. So lovely.
Yeah, it's like you're on a vacation every freaking day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At just me and a whole bunch of numbers says, I don't talk about the housewives' kids. Rinna's daughter's story was tough to hear.
again, yeah. It was. We hope that by you watching our after show that this is also informative because, you know, yes. We want to talk about the housewives, but these women's storylines and their kids' storylines are just as important. And if we can talk about it and highlight it, we're happy to.
Yeah, it's their lives. And she's like a little stage mama.
She sure is. And those were your tweets, I believe. Do we have any news and gossip tonight? Do we have anything we want to talk about, discuss?
I just saw Bethany's tweet to
yes, you got a sound effect, girl.
Hello. Bethany's tweet to Dorit was, oh yeah, that visor would be the first thing I'd buy when my house gets robbed. It's like, I don't know what she was trying to say there, but
was that tweeted today or was that a post?
That was a post a little bit ago. I think that was a story post and then a tweet.
Yes.
But that happened last week.
She never really took a liking to her, and I don't want to put words into Bethany's mouth, but she was always kind of like, you know, she's BFFs with Kyle, so, you know, I think that she has her own theory about her. Anything from you?
I just saw a lot of the fashion I liked. Yes. Like the hoop earrings, I feel like, are very in.
Lots of fashion.
Yes, the 80s, the 90s, which I'm really excited. I even have a 90s dress on. Inspired. Yes,
love it. Fire.
But, and I just liked the whole look of Erica's. Like, she's been my favorite so far. So I'm hoping Lisa can pull off some more looks that I love.
Yeah.
I'm loving all the outfits and all the bags. There's like a lot of really good bags in there this is. Like
you
season.
Saw that Birkin pink one from Kyle.
I saw that in the first episode and then I was trying to match it with this one. I'm like, what day was this? Did she also fight with Lisa on this day? Because I think she runs out of her house wearing that Birkin. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm matching it up with the bags.
Wait, but yes. I do have a question. She had on white with white, right?
Yes.
So is it okay to wear that? Like, in any season, do you feel like?
Yeah, I think white is such a neutral color, even for guys. Like, I'll wear, like, a white shirt and white pants. Just chill.
So you heard it first.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, wear white.
If you guys need some more news, definitely go online. Check out, I saw an article, an interview, actually, with Lisa Vanderpump. She has a one-on-one on E! News and also on Access Hollywood. There is an interesting one with Dorit and the ladies of Access Hollywood. So definitely check those out.
Those are good.
Those are definitely legit. They booked them really in advance, and they answer some hard-hitting questions.
Really,
ladies, if you guys are watching, come visit us here at AfterBuzz TV. We really want you guys to come and speak with us because we have questions for you. The episode ends with us getting on a private plane, which is by this hotel that they're staying at, which I'm really excited to see that hotel. I've never been to the Bahamas. You? Mm-hmm. Anybody?
I'm actually going.
You're going this year?
Yeah, I'm going this year, so I'm excited.
That's exciting.
I'll, like, take notes at their little
Definitely,
trip.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they're going to have a great time. We're seeing already a little bit of tension between this whole room situation. I think Dorit's really wanting Lisa Vanderpump in her corner again. They went through a little ruffle towards the end of last season.
Yeah,
and
why didn't she say that to her directly? She said it in front of everyone, which I was like, why would you do that? But okay.
Yeah, I think like she wants to be as open as possible, and in order for her to do that, I think mentally she has to, she wants everybody to just know so it's clear and not off camera. But
yeah, people took it the wrong way.
They did, and I think Lisa Vanderpump took it the wrong way because now everybody's gonna get their individual suites. And even though I'm sure it's 100% that Dorit is going to have the most badass room out of everybody, Lisa Vanderpump is not down with it. So
she's like, you leave, Dorit.
We're already feeling some tension in the plane. What are your,
she's like she snores. Like, that's embarrassing.
She has a gas issue.
Yeah, like, I don't want my friends to say that.
Yes.
It's embarrassing.
I'm glad nobody, like, threw in a cocaine comment. Like, we've kept it very kosher.
None of that.
Laughing gas, that was funny.
We kept it light, no pun intended.
Very light. Ooh.
Yeah, very light.
I love how Kyle just hates flights.
Yeah,
always.
It's like flashback to season one when they went to Vegas with Adrian Maloof. Like, she's like, why does it sound like that?
She was like, the sounds. Yeah, the sounds that they're making. So good. Like a Spirit Airline flight.
That plane was decked out. They had the best champagne. They had snacks galore. And it's going to be very interesting. I think it's time to get into our predictions.
Ooh.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, well, it's easy to see that on these ladies' trips, there's always some kind of drama. I know if you guys are diehard fans, you saw that Instagram video of that woman chasing Dorit around the Bahamas about some unpaid things that PK and her have. There's definitely going to be guaranteed some drama. There always is. It looks like Erica gets a little heated and is a little upset about something. So I'm predicting that Erica and Lisa Vanderpump go at it about something. I don't know what it is.
Mm. Lucy?
You go.
No, I don't think it's Lucy.
What's your prediction, Cynthia?
I want to see Lisa and Erica. Like, I want to find out what's going on. Like, yeah. And is Lisa going to just leave the Bahamas?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, just like get up and go.
Yeah, and just say, I'm not doing this and walk out.
Maybe.
That's my prediction.
What about you?
I think that this next episode is going to be a different one that shoots us into, like, all the dramas. So there's not just going to be one. I think there's going to be at least three fights, and it's going to be multiple episodes. And the first two have been, like, really light for a reason.
Yeah.
And we're going to go into, well, you said this, and blah, blah, blah. Just like Erica, don't talk about my son. You know, yeah. I think it's going to be, like, that big. And I hope that there's multiple fights with multiple women.
Is it three episodes in the Bahamas or two? What do you think?
Oh, I hope three. I hope four.
You hope four?
With the highlights episode.
Jen, right?
Jen, do you think there's going to be food thrown?
Ooh.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Brandy will show up and something good will happen. I don't think food will be thrown with this crowd. But if someone new comes out... Oh, for sure.
Yes. Well, we could be here all night talking about this. We want to make sure that you guys are enjoying our conversations. Let us know in the comments what you'd like us to discuss. If we didn't cover it tonight, we are available to chat more on our social media platforms. Before we go, Cynthia, where can we find you?
So you can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV, and you could find me on Instagram at JLeone TV. And I feel like we need to talk about Lisa Rinna's pill bag, so hopefully that makes an appearance too.
Yes, we'll have that and more. Hey guys, I'm Thomas Erlina. Thank you so much for hanging out. I have a brand new YouTube show. It's called Two Besties Together. We had a bunch of articles that came out today about it. If you have a bestie, which I hope you do, this is the show for you. We have our own Instagram page at Two Besties Together. Find me online everywhere at Thomas Erlina. We will see you here next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.